Thanks, John. Hi, Nihal. It's a pleasure to be in front of you today. And John talked a little bit about the investment and the focus we have on the developing markets and how we are differentiating ourselves by being global and local at the same time. And I'm just going to give you the piece from China of that approach that we are taking to the developing markets there. So I'm going to start by saying we are in quarter three, about $900 million of revenue in China. But the most important is we have a vision that we can double or even triple that business in the coming years in China. And we are very confident that this is possible, first because the market is going in the right direction there. The top hospitals that you see on urban cities or urban areas of China, they are continuing to invest to upgrade their technology and bring it to universal healthcare level. But also, at the same time, the government is very concerned about bringing 300 million people that are outside the healthcare system into the system. And for that, they are doing what is called the healthcare reform. That's nothing but a $123 billion investment on the first wave of 3 years to equip and develop 80,000 clinics and hospitals located in the rural areas. So the market is going the right direction. We've been applying exactly what John said. We are leveraging our global strengths and capabilities on technology, process, and capital, and landing that in China, localizing that through people, factories, distribution systems, and specific products developed for China. So when you look at our footprint, and that's why we called ourselves local, it's not that we arrived there for the summer. We've been there for decades. We've been participating in the system for decades, helping the government shape this new era of healthcare in China. And as you can see by the numbers on this page there, this is a very strong presence. You know, we not only have people, but we have factories, we have research centers, we have design engineers, a very good install base in place. And actually, we have a scale of $1 billion playing as a global company and a local company at the same time in China. So when you look at the overall situation in China, you have two Chinas. You probably went to Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou, and you see the infrastructure that is shown on the right side of this chart. And if you go to western China or even rural areas close to the eastern side, you're going to see a different reality. And healthcare is not different. You can see top hospitals in urban areas that are second to none, and they are linked to Johns Hopkins, to Mayo Clinic, but also the rural clinics that are in need to be equipped so they can serve this new wave of 300 million people that's going to be brought to healthcare. The good news is the government is doing a heck of a good job. If you drive or if you travel throughout China today, it's a construction camp everywhere. So they're building the infrastructure, they're building the country, and with healthcare, it's not different. What is called healthcare reform, in my opinion, is a healthcare investment because I can't find anywhere somebody investing $123 billion to improve the situation of healthcare. And the government is doing that on the first 3 years of the first wave. But if you see how they're spending the money, you can see that this is not a three-year investment. Half of that money is going to insurance. It's basically giving money to the patients on their pockets so they can purchase the clinical services. 25% going to public health. It's from sewers to vaccination to education of doctors that they need to do. And then the third topic there is building the infrastructure. They're building 2,000 county hospitals and investing heavily on the existing infrastructure below the urban area, the 80,000 hospitals, to bring them up to a certain basic condition that they can provide primary care to this new population coming into the system. So it's the largest healthcare investment in the world, and we are prepared to champion that by both being aligned with the government and aligned with our customers in China. So what is our strategy? You know, there are two major spaces in China, the urban space with 3,600 hospitals. This is where the global players play. And then there is the space that is the rural space with around 80,000 institutions that up to now they didn't have enough money to buy much. They have probably good stethoscopes and some 1950s x-rays there. But in order to serve this all population that come in, they need to be equipped. So this is the space that usually the local players go. And we feel that we are equipped, and we are already starting to win in both spaces there. And we are doing that by focusing on the four topics that you see on the page there that are basically developing the right products for China, having the right coverage and distribution, have the adequate supply chain so we can produce locally those products, and most important, have a good after-sales support, because after they do that investment that's heavy for them, they need to maintain those machines running for a certain period of time to have their return. So we can win in both, and not with the sacrifice of profit, as John started to tell you and Omar is going to tell you later. Margin is not something we are sacrificing. But let me start with products. We have 700 engineers in China, design engineers. I'm not talking about field engineers to fix machines. We have strong manufacturing centers that I'm going to show you there. We work very close to the government, not only to help them shape those policies, but we also know which direction the healthcare is going, and therefore we can say what type of workflow and solutions are needed to the market. But here is how we differentiate ourselves. We're capable by having the right footprint in China to produce hardware in a very competitive basis. But we are also capable to bring algorithms and software from all over the world and translate in the same machine into advanced clinical applications. That's the desired state, competitive machine that can also deliver advanced clinical applications. So we are expanding our portfolio with dedicated products for this market there. This is a little bit of our footprint in terms of manufacturing in China. You can see that this is very diverse, it's geographically spread, and brings a lot of capabilities for us. But the way we play this, we bring technologies and processes that are proven in GE throughout the world to this plant so we can gain productivity at the same time delivering quality products at the global standard levels to China, no matter which segment of the market you are playing. On the distribution, as we expand our presence to the Hudo market, we've been hiring heavily this year to improve our coverage to these markets. It's our target this year to have 500 new people in those Hudo markets. Actually, 425 of them are in place, trained, and operating, and we plan to conclude those 500 by the end of the year. What this group of people is going to give us is a coverage to 12,000 hospitals and clinics that were not before able to purchase equipment. Now, with the healthcare reform, they are starting to do investments. And since the first person came on board in February to now, we are already able to have first visits in 6,000 of these accounts there. And more important, when you go to Hudo area, sometimes the purchase is not made directly by the clinic or hospital, but those are bulk buys by province and county level. And if we didn't have this presence, we wouldn't have that visibility, what we do today. So this is moving in the right direction. It's strengthening our presence in China. And when we call ourselves local, it's not local in China. It's local at the village level or a Hudo clinic level there. Now, once we are there, we need to support what we put out there, so we are picking up our global strengths on service and translating that into localized solutions. That could be in terms of the type of offerings we do, labor plus parts or everything. It could be through a local repair center. The picture you see here is a real picture. We develop a local repair center where instead of the engineer and the parts travel to the site, we have a small boxes like ECG or a monitor traveling to a repair center, be quickly turned around and sent back to the customer. So it's about speed and productivity. And third, we can't have advanced engineers in every single village of China. So we leverage global technology to do that remotely. We have an advanced engineering center in Beijing, and we have engineers in the field that do primary maintenance. So we link them through the technology we're seeing there. So if that engineer cannot perform very advanced repairs on the machine, this person is linked to the advanced center through this technology, and the technology center use his hands or eyes and body to fix the machine with live image. So I'm here repairing this, and somebody in Beijing sees exactly what I'm doing and gives me instructions on how to do that work. And that shortens the cycle time of repair, gives the customer a quick return of the machine back to work and gives us productivity. So that's the story I have today. I just want to leave you with a message. This is a billion-dollar scale business. It's not an aspiration to be double or tripled in the coming years by leveraging our global strengths and localizing them to deliver customized solutions to China. Thank you. And with that, I want to invite Omar that's going to talk about technology.